The Labor Department will release unemployment figures tomorrow that will show for the first time the impact of the attacks on the job market. The economic casualties include tens of thousands of immigrants who've been laid off from hotels, restaurants, and other low-wage jobs. Because these workers keep a low profile, their losses may be less apparent to the general public and to policymakers trying to stimulate economic recovery. NPR's Scott Horsley reports from San Diego.
8 weeks ago, Joel Lopez was on top of the world. After years of bouncing around California and northern Mexico, he had a good job in a world-famous hotel. He had a girlfriend who worked there too, and his union had just approved a new contract that promised better pay and benefits. That was September 5th. Less than a week later, the terrorists struck. 2.5 weeks after that, Lopez was out of a job.
We were planning to get married next year. I would have been able to start thinking of buying a house for our future, for our kids' future. And now it's up in the air. Obviously, I have to start all over again.
His girlfriend Carmen is still working at the landmark Hotel Del Coronado on San Diego's waterfront, and Lopez is collecting unemployment, $161 a week. But that's only about a third of what he was making before the layoff, so he divides his day between looking for new jobs, monitoring CNN, and wondering how he's going to pay the rent on the two-bedroom apartment he and his girlfriend share with a cousin.
From my accounts that I made, we'll probably have enough for bills, but we won't have enough to buy groceries. I mean, everybody has to make a sacrifice. We're in war right now, and that's fine, but if the government's helping out other things, you know, they should help out the unemployed people that were laid off due to what happened in New York, instead of helping big companies, I think, because big companies, I mean, they're going to be around regardless. I mean, us are the ones you have to worry about right now, that people's lives are being changed.
Lopez expects to get some help from his extended family, but it's a bitter pill for the 25-year-old who's been working since he was 17.
I've worked construction, labor. I've worked at a warehouse for 3 years up north. Pretty much my whole life, because of I don't have much education, I've worked labor, and that's pretty much all I have to go for. The guys at work, they would tell me, you know, as long as you keep working hard, you'll never lose your job.
Nationwide, the Hotel Employees and Restaurant Employees Union estimates job cuts since September 11th have hit nearly 90,000 of its members, most of them immigrants. Lopez is ready to go back to working day labor if he has to, but those jobs are suddenly scarce as well. The Pacific Beach Employment Center is a somewhat grandiose name for an open-air hiring hall, where 50 to 80 men line up each morning, hoping to land $8-an-hour jobs with landscapers, construction crews, or homeowners in need of a little gardening. Gabriel Moreno, who runs the employment center, says before September 11th, most of those who came here seeking work each day would find it. But now, many of the men are still hanging around when the hiring hall closes each afternoon.
We just try to keep the fade up and, hey, well, guys, we're going to do it tomorrow. You know, just show up tomorrow and we'll see what we are going to do. And we feel bad also when the persons don't work because they don't have money to eat. But there's a lot of people. A lot of people, and sometimes it's not in our hands.
The workers at the employment center are a diverse group, white, black, mostly Latino. When an employer pulls up in a car, some of the men jump to their feet, trying to look strong and energetic. 46-year-old Alfonso Hurtado remains seated. He wears work boots, paint-spattered blue jeans, and a look of resignation. The situation is very bad, he says. He works maybe one day a week, two at the most. He says work was already slow before September 11th, and it's gotten a lot worse since then.
La gente tiene miedo, la gente no viaja, la gente no compra. Fue una cosa muy bien planeada, yo creo ya.
People are afraid. They're not traveling. They're not buying anything. This was very well planned. It was a strategic blow at the economy of this country. And who knows what's going to happen now? I'm not an economist.
Jim Gerber is an economist at San Diego State University, where he's been studying the effects of September 11th on low-wage workers in the tourist industry. Because the wages are so low, those effects may not be readily apparent in national economic statistics. Still, Gerber says the jobs are vital for many immigrant workers who often have few other options.
It's an important sort of entry into the labor force for people that don't have a lot of job skills.
Workers in such jobs often live paycheck to paycheck, and with little or no savings to fall back on, they can ill afford to be out of work. They have few lobbyists making their case in Washington, and they're not always visible even to local assistance agencies. Last week, a San Diego agency organized a job fair for displaced tourism workers, but most of the 1,800 job seekers who showed up were professionals, laid-off high-tech workers, or simply people looking for better jobs. Less than a quarter had been directly affected by the September attacks. Labor analyst Cheryl Mason of the state's Employment Development Department says anecdotal reports suggest the local tourism industry is beginning to rebound. She knows that's little comfort to those like Lopez who've been laid off.
If you've just received your pink slip, even if employers and economists are saying it's going to be a fairly short-term event, I mean, right now you're unemployed and it's painful.
Even the hotel where the job fair was held has cut back on its housekeeping and other staff. The hotel is advertising a job opening, though, for a part-time security guard. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.